Well, the motivation initially was when someone had a joke to say, Lisa, you could cycle around the world or something ridiculous. And I thought, well, let's start with something smaller, like around Australia. And I thought I would look at what the existing record is. And I was actually insulted as a female that there was not a female record, and went, right, well, let's give it a crack.
Welcome to the Seek Travel Ride podcast, where we share the stories and experiences of people who have undertaken amazing adventures by bike. Whether it's crossing state borders, mountain ranges, countries or continents, we want to share that spirit of adventuring on two wheels with our listeners.
Hello everyone, it's Bella here from the Seek Travel Ride podcast, and I'm really excited to bring you this special release bonus episode this week. The reason for this episode is I really want to spruik something that I am excited about, and it is the efforts that are currently underway in Australia by a female athlete called Lisa Ashford. Lisa is currently on a monumental adventure on a bike, and she is currently undertaking a world ultra cycling record, which involves circumnavigating Australia. I've been fortunate enough to put forward some questions to Lisa and to also some people behind her support crew, just to see what's it like on the road, what she's dealing with at the moment, and what a typical day is like. When I set these questions to Lisa, she had currently just made it through to Geelong. She doesn't have too far to go. I say that. It still is a few thousand kilometres before she gets all the way back up to her finishing point up in Brisbane. This is a monumental trip, and I will have the benefit of doing a full feature podcast episode wrapping up this trip for Lisa. But as a sneak peek, I hope you enjoy listening to exactly what this trip's like, what's it been like on the road at the moment, and a little sneak peek into what's to come. Enjoy! So Lisa, can you just take a little moment quickly to introduce yourself to our listeners?
My name is Lisa Ashford, and I'm cycling around Australia to try and set the first female record.
And where are you at the moment?
Right now, I am in a place called Geelong, which is one of the southernmost points on the eastern side of Australia.
So this world ultra cycling record, circumnavigating Australia, what does it entail exactly, and how far is it? I am an Australian, and I have a picture in my mind about what the map of Australia looks like, and I have a fair idea of the distance. But what is it actually in words? What does it look like, and what do you have to do?
Circumnavigating Australia entails stopping at a whole heap of waypoints around Australia. It's 14,100 or 200 kilometres for the route that I'm taking. I'm following the men's route, which was mapped out. And yeah, it's just making sure that I cycle. I have to have a follow vehicle behind me, and quite a lot of rules set by World Ultra Cycling Association and Guinness World Records. And I'm 11,700, maybe 800 kilometres in today. So I started at the wheel in Brisbane, which is at South Bank, and I have to finish at the same place. So I've set a few waypoints from Rockhampton, Townsville, Darwin, across Western Australia down to Geraldton, Perth, Bunbury, Albany, then across the Nullarbor, the base across Australia, Bight, Eucla, Port Augusta, Adelaide. After Adelaide was here, I think is here, Geelong. Tomorrow's Melbourne, Bairnsdale, up the coast, Wollongong, Sydney, Newcastle, Gold Coast, home. And I'm 11,700, maybe 800 kilometres in today.
The training to undertake something so big doesn't just come out of thin air. From having that first thought and putting that goal in mind of this is something that I want to achieve, to actually sitting out and getting to the start line, how much time did you have to train for this?
A year and a half, pretty much, with my coach. I started planning and putting everything in motion, and I was formally training with my coach, Joe Barr, who's in Ireland, pretty much a year to the day I started.
And so you're in Geelong at the moment. How many days deep into this record attempt are you now?
Today was day 76, which is 76 days from the day I started, which was International Women's Day, and that was planned for a reason, obviously, March the 8th.
And a typical day on the road, how many hours are we talking about cycling each day in general?
Initially, I was riding 7 to 8 hours moving time, which was, you know, 10 to 12 hours during the day. We'd start very early and finish very late when it was a lot warmer. Now it's colder and we've also got a lot of issues with the dark and trucks and no visibility on the side of the road. So now I'm cycling maybe 5 to 7 hours and we're closer to winter, so I'm not getting as many hours as I was able to do in Northern Australia from the big 200s and over 200s, and now I'm just 160s and a little bit less sometimes depending on the weather.
Lisa, I can only imagine that a ride this big must come with some challenges as well. What are some of the biggest challenges that you've faced so far?
The biggest challenge would be descending with crosswinds, particularly in one spot coming into Geraldton. It's actually very traumatic for me to feel the wind walls that the trucks were making and thought that I was going to die a number of times. Probably I got to the stage where I didn't want to descend, and that was the biggest challenge so far, but I think the biggest challenge is still to come, and that's the hills coming home.
I have to admit, I just shuddered in my chair hearing you recount that story of the crosswinds with the truck and just that fear that could overcome you as well, feeling like you're about to be sucked into their wheels there. And descending down through crosswinds, it really resonates with me. I have a fear of that too. So I totally appreciate what must be going through your mind when those things sort of happen. When you hop off the bike every day, Lisa, what's the first thing that you're looking forward to? What is it that you're craving to do? Is it food? Is it comfort? Is it a shower? What do you look forward to the most?
The first thing every day, cellular coverage, so I can call the people I love.
Lisa, setting off to set a new world record on a challenge that is so big, obviously it must take some sort of physical toll on your body as well. Can you give me an insight into how the body is holding up? Are you nursing any injuries at all?
What are my injuries so far? I may have a small hairline fracture in my hand. I've lost a toenail. It's grown back. I've had some blisters. I've got some issues with my knees so that I can't actually bend down. It's a bit of an issue going to the loo. I've got a small saddle sore that I'm nursing. I've been nursing for about a month. Yeah, pretty much those are the real things.
Oh my goodness, Lisa. I just hearing you talk there and just rattle off these injuries, they almost sound insignificant, yet I imagine each and every single one of them would be a pain point for you. I mean, a possible fracture in your hand, losing a toenail. I hobble along just when I have an insignificant little blister and I'm not trying to set a new world record around Australia. I have so much respect for what you are doing there, and I can just only imagine how you must feel at the end of each day when you get off that bike and finally crawl into a bed.
The ugly side behind that nobody talks about, because it's not pretty, but there's a lot about cycling around Australia that's not pretty. Doing something like I'm doing, it's not really about me, it's the crew. The crew that are there for you every day, that volunteer to do this, they are the reason I'll get around. And for women, I keep forgetting that it's actually making history, but it's for women to get the woman on the page. And it's the crew that are going to have us there that have that done.
So, Lisa, if people want to get on board and follow along with your journey, how can they do that? How can they follow along and see your route, see your tracking, and get behind this story of yours?
Facebook is the one that I know the easiest. It's just Google me, Lisa, L-E-S-A, Ashford, A-S-H-F-O-R-D. I have a Facebook page called Lisa's Little Loop Around Oz, O-Z, and that's a private group that there are plenty of admins who just let everyone in, obviously. And then there's Lisa's Ashford's World Ultra Cycling Record. And I think that might be New Horizons 4, the number 4, Lisa, L-E-S-A, which I think is the Instagram as well. There's a GoFundMe page and a Strava link and tracker on one of those too.
Lisa, what you are doing is absolutely incredible. I am so excited for this challenge. I am so excited and happy as a female that you are setting things straight. I'm so excited that you're taking this challenge that will put women on the board in the world of ultra cycling, circumnavigating Australia, and this is a record that is in your sight. I wish you beautiful weather, some warm sunshine, even though you're coming into the colder months there in Australia. May you have a constant tailwind up those climbs, and may you enjoy the rest of your journey safely all the way to Brisbane. Lisa, you are a champion, and I cannot wait to interview you when this is all over as the new Guinness World Record holder. Keep turning those pedals round and round. You're going to get there. You are a champion. So while Lisa is the person that is pushing her bike forward with momentum and turning those pedals, it really does take a team to keep someone on track for such a monumental challenge. And I have had the benefit to get some insights into Lisa's own personal support team. Some of the questions that I wanted to ask them were things like, what does a typical day look like? What's something unexpected that has happened during this trip? And to also describe Lisa in just one word. Lisa's beautiful daughter Ali was able to help me out here and pose these questions to her support team, so I would like to include them now here in the show. I was also able to turn the mic around and ask Ali the same questions herself, and it really gives me such a touching insight to what Lisa is doing and what this means for her crew and her support team out there on the road. So let's listen to what it's like being in Lisa's support. What is a typical day like there out on the road?
Well, I'm Noel Ashford, sometimes known as the Colonel, sometimes known as things worse than that. I'm Lisa's father. It's an early rise, usually pre-dawn. Pack up your own gear, sort it, get it ready, get the bikes ready, luggage into the vehicle. If I'm in the lead crew with the follow vehicle, we hit the road about six. We don't get very far. Sometimes we stop and have a coffee. Lisa goes through quite a complex preparation, both in her room before she leaves, and then when we get to where she's actually going to start for the day. And we often stand in the cold, almost shivering, while Lisa does that, and also while we do the media presentation at the beginning. Then pressure is on in the car as a driver, continually talking with the transport tuckies and the RVs and the caravans and with Lisa. One of the most stressful things is watching Lisa in tricky situations when there are huge trucks going past, missing her only by a metre. They're travelling at 110 kilometres an hour, and the draft from that, you can visibly see her bike and her push sideways, and if the bitumen is narrow, it's pretty stressful.
My name is Jenny Fraser, and I have known Lisa through her cycling with Smiling for Smitty for probably 10 years. Well, I'm one of the lucky ones that actually gets to cook and care for the team, including Lisa. So I get to make their breakfast and travel, pack up things in the mornings and head off after they've headed off. And when they get in, I've got their tea ready and I can help settle Lisa down with her recovery and just generally look after her and feed the team and just have a good time.
Julie Waldron, and I'm a friend of Lisa's. So I get up in the morning and I help Lisa get herself ready for the day, make sure she's had her breakfast, make sure her food and drinks are packed for the day, and that she's got the gear that she needs, all of her IT has been charged and is ready to go. And then I'm out in the car recording any kilometres she rides and keeping the records of her ride, and during the day making sure that she eats properly and drinks properly, and just generally supporting her through in the evening, making sure that all of her stuff gets charged up, that everything gets put away properly, the stuff goes in the fridge that needs to go in the fridge so that we can find it all in again and do it all again the next day.
My name is Peter Barnett, and I'm a fellow rider with Lisa through Smitty rides. I wake up and have no idea what's about to happen and go through the day that way and get to the end of the day and think, well, I think I did something.
My name is Ali Beasley and I'm Lisa's oldest daughter. Before joining the crew in person, my typical day was posting on social media before I got up in the morning on every lunch and morning tea break I had at work, and spending most of my time in the evening replaying back videos of the day and photos that the crew had sent me. My partner is definitely overwatching those. Since joining the crew, it's just increased my social media ability because I don't have to focus on anything else. It's getting in the car and making sure Lisa is packed and ready to go, making sure that other crew members who are still in training know what to do as well, and sitting in the Coyote One, which is our Wooker official follow vehicle, and being on the laptop social mediaing from the back seat or being in the front seat as an official, which is keeping Lisa safe but also ensuring that it's adhering to the Wooker, which is World Ultra Cycling Association rules.
My name's Wayne Smith and I'm her crew chief. 12 hours. 12 hours in the car from the moment Lisa gets up, I prepare her with the follow crew. And we go out and do the day's riding, pretty much. And then we stop for morning tea, stop for lunch, feed and water, and continue moving on. Give her all the supplements and stuff she needs, including medication. Also give her some little inspirational things that allows her to continue to do something that's extraordinary.
My name is Bruce Fraser, and I first met Lisa in 2016 on our Spinal Facility in Brisbane to Townsville Pushbike Ride. No 2 days are the same. So some days you're the walker and sitting in the car and then watching Lisa, and other days you're modifying the vehicles to be able to accommodate all the stuff that needs to get fit into them.
What is something unexpected that has happened that you didn't think you'd see?
I've seen another side of Lisa that I only had glimpses of before. The word grit continually comes to mind. She doesn't come over as a gritty person, but her resilience and her determination and her ability to withstand tough situations just blows me away day after day.
The unexpected thing is meeting all the other people that are doing challenges similar to Lisa's, whether on tractors, on stand-up paddle boards, walking, other cyclists. They're just amazing people.
Having to hand wash Lisa's necks.
I'm absolutely amazed. I didn't realise how important my role was. And I'm absolutely amazed about the emotional dependence that the people have placed upon me, and I take that responsibility very seriously.
Seeing the power that she rides with and the endurance, I think, it's not generally surprising, but it's been something to admire. And the interesting people that we've met that we weren't expecting to, like the stand-up paddleboard rider and a couple of people like that that have been really fun to meet.
I just think that the whole attempt has had so many interesting and very unexpected occurrences. I didn't ever think that I would have to be social mediaing from a Japanese holiday, or that I would have to call New Zealand, which is where a four-wheel drive hire car, its call centre is based, and try and get tow bars put onto four-wheel drive hire cars, which is not something that the company does. I think the entire attempt was very unexpected, but after seeing my mum, Lisa, in the car every day, she just looks like she belongs on the road. She's a really, can't say that without crying. She's inspirational. She's an athlete.
The amount of support from the public in terms of, saying, good on her, which is very encouraging.
If you had to describe in one word what Lisa is doing, what would that word be?
One word is impossible, but I would say powerful.
Inspirational.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Life-changing.
Awesome.
I have to describe it in two words. One from the perspective of being her baby girl. And she's a hero in my eyes as her daughter. Imagine growing up and knowing that person as a little girl, like her grandson, knowing that her grandmother did something so amazing. That's what a hero looks like. And then from a crew member, from just a normal woman, it's just empowerment. She is so empowering to get up every morning and have people around her all the time. And for 76 days now, she's just gotten up, gotten on the bike, cycled a couple of hundred kilometers, and she's done it for sun up to sundown, literally every day. And I think that's just really empowering.
After a career in the Defence Force of 43 years, I thought I'd done some incredible things, and I had. But since I've left the Defence Force, I've been so lucky to meet people like Lisa and have people that are inspirational that draw me to them. And I think that's something that I will never forget. The opportunity to be able to be her crew chief is outstanding.
I feel so inspired listening to all these responses, and I really hope that you will get on board and follow Lisa's journey along. I am providing links in our show notes to her Facebook page and her Instagram page. And within that, you will also find links to Lisa's tracking so that you can actually watch her dot and watch her progress along the way there. She doesn't have too far to go. I know that sounds ridiculous when you look at the map of Australia, but when you actually see what Lisa has achieved so far and what she's doing, how much of that country she's already cycled through, I'm sure you will get on board with me in wishing her constant tailwinds. And I look forward to coming back onto this story in a few weeks' time and being able to share with you in more detail Lisa's efforts. Now, if you're enjoying this show, please get on board, follow us on your podcast player app so that you are reminded when new episodes have been launched. And by all means, please feel free to get in touch with me if you have your own adventure on a bike that you'd like to share with our listeners. A lot of our guests so far are people who have actually just emailed me out of interest and said, hey, could you share my story? And it has been absolutely a pleasure of mine to bring them to a wider audience. Something else that's been really cool and unexpected for me is when I get ratings and reviews from far-flung countries. Something that I think's happening is there are people who are currently undertaking bicycle adventures in far-flung areas of the world who are actually listening to the stories of people who have potentially done similar things. If you are one of those people and you're doing that at the moment, please do me a favour, go into your app, write me a cheeky little review in the country that you're in so that I can get an even better picture of what's going on there. I love nothing more than seeing these crazy stats come to mind, and I'm picturing people on these beautiful remote far-flung trails listening to these episodes. So please go ahead and do that. If you do have your own adventure you'd like to have featured, send me an email to podcast@seektravelride.com and request to be featured as a guest for the show. Until the next episode, I'm Bella Malloy. Thanks for listening.